type of name it. I don't really don't want to yell today. God dang. I don't want to yell again, but here we go. John, would you elaborate on the benefits of exaggerating the recruiting to the point of nearly straight up telling the fans a lie, what the benefit is? This is strike two for you on this regard. I'm going to stay calm. I really am. This is strike two for you in this regard. Again, for the final time, I'm totally fine with John. I disagree with your opinion. I'm totally fine with John. I see things another way. I'm totally fine with, I disagree with your philosophy on this, and this is why. All of those are comments that I will entertain every day here all the time. None of that's ever going to offend me if you call in and go, yeah, I see what you're saying, but I want to go, I disagree with you. I can handle that. But this is the second time in 2 weeks you've accused me of lying on my own show. That's strike two. That's like the one line I'm not going to let you cross is questioning my personal integrity doing this work. Anything else, I'm totally fine with. Make fun of the way I look, make fun of the way I sound, whatever you want to do. But this is two times in 2 weeks you've accused me of lying. And I'll tell you the exact same answer that I said to you before. It does me no good to lie on here. There's no winning if I literally came in here and said, our recruiting's terrible, but I'm going to come in here and say that it's good. Like, there is no benefit to me to do that. There's no benefit for me to lie about anything I do on here because you're going to get exposed. You can't get away with that in this. In this arena, you can't get away with straight up lying about stuff because it's going to kill your credibility. So there's no point in me. You really think I'm sitting here saying, man, I know the recruiting's awful and trending the wrong way and it's nowhere near where it needs to be, but I'm going to come in here and pump all these people with sunshine? Since when in the history of this show, since 2016, have I been the one on the sunny side? When have I been the one on the glass half full, pumping the? I've never been that guy. I made my reputation here, and the only reason I have the followers I do is by being the other guy, calling everything out that wasn't good enough. I go the other way. So here you go, man. Seriously, give me a damn break. You see what it says? Number one recruiting class, Notre Dame. And it's not going to stay that way. And we all know it's going to drop. But the idea that they're sitting at number one right now, and you're telling me I'm lying, saying it's a pretty decent class. Maybe you need to go back and drink six more of what you drank when you called and mumbled for 15 minutes Saturday night. Dude, seriously. You need to seriously get a grip, man. Here's the thing. Look at this now. Click on the recruits. Let's take a look, bro. You can do that all you want. You could do that all you want. It's still going to be better than what the last guy did. Like, that's the other part of this. I don't know what you want. I don't know what you want. Brian Kelly even try to recruit. Is that what you want? Do you want to go back to that? Do you want to go back to that? A guy that wouldn't even fire up the jet to go recruit? Is that what you want? You want it all. You have no concept of reality or how this shit gets done. You just want to drink 90 drinks and magically Notre Dame's good and you call me. If you can't see how vastly different this roster is being shaped and the way that they're trying to recruit it, I can't help you. You're unredeemable. You're unredeemable if you can't see any of that. 72% blue chip rate compared to 56. Oh, but that's not good enough. We know what do you. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to be one of these people now. If it ain't good enough and you don't go be an Ohio State fan, you and Kent start always Buckeye. Seriously, do always Buckeye and you guys can 5 stars out the ass every day. 5 star out the ass. Go ahead. But for you to say, I'm straight up lying by suggesting this is a decent class. I pull up the rankings and it says Notre Dame number one. I don't know what you're leaving me nothing to work with. If you think it's just a magic five star factory here, that's not how things work. Is the recruiting perfect? No. It isn't perfect. Do you want more 5 stars? Yeah, who the hell doesn't? Oh, pull up the recruits. Nothing's ever going to make you happy. Nothing's ever going to make you happy. Like, you're just, every day it's the next thing. Nothing's ever going to make you happy. But it's just so funny to me how different this whole recruiting operation is, the different types of kids they're going for, their mentality, their physical type that Notre Dame's trying to lean into now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Effort and all that, it's totally different. It's totally different. You don't get any of these quarterbacks we're talking about with Kelly. You don't get this kid we just pulled out of Florida the other day with Kelly. Like, the whole recruiting operation is taken 5 notches up. The whole thing. You can still say we need more 5 stars, whatever. Yeah, I agree with you. I would like that too. But the entire operation, the way they're trying to recruit, is night and day different in every single way. These guys are working their asses off. These guys are working their asses off. And that's the number one thing you need and didn't have with the last guy. It just gets tiresome, man. Nothing's ever good enough. Would you like Kelly back? Like, is that what you want? Would you like Kelly back? Like, the recruiting operation's night and day. The process is different. The kind of guys they're going after is different. Even the parts of the country they're starting to find guys is changing. There's a lot to like about all of that. They're getting athletes that have the physical gifts and mentality that you didn't get under Kelly. I think that's going to lead to good things down the road. But saying that I'm lying just to what? I'm lying to, like, I never said, well, okay, then you got to tell me. I never said I was a fan of Kelly. Those are words you put on me. I'm just using your logic. This guy's not good enough. That guy's not good enough. Who's good enough? Who is good enough? Type a name. Type a name. Who's good enough? Type a name in this chat and tell me, who is the head coach you would want here that's going to be able to recruit the way you want every day? Type a name in. It's real easy to sit there. Nothing's good enough. Nothing's good enough. Nothing's good enough. You don't have any suggestions for any solutions either. You don't get credit for doing this routine when you have no answers. You have no answers. Just complaints. No answers. Remember when I said I wasn't going to let it bother me?